This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Tokyo reported 3,177 new coronavirus cases on Wednesday. It sets an all-new high and exceeds 3,000 for the first time days after the start of the Tokyo Olympics. The new cases exceeded the earlier record of 2,848. That was set the previous day and had brought the total for the Japanese capital to 206,000, nearly 207,000, since the pandemic began early last year. Tokyo has been under a fourth state of emergency since July 12th, ahead of the Olympics, which began last Friday, despite widespread public opposition and concern that they could further worsen the outbreak. U.S. President Joe Biden is not ruling out requiring all federal workers in the U.S. to be vaccinated against the coronavirus. We get details from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Earlier this week, the VA became the first federal agency mandating all its healthcare workers get vaccinated. After speaking at the nation's intelligence headquarters, the president was asked if the mandate may extend to all federal employees.
That's under consideration right now, but if you're not vaccinated, you're not nearly as smart as I thought you were.
His spokeswoman had left open the possibility earlier, saying the administration will keep looking at ways to both protect the workforce and save lives. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And the European Union is on course to hit a target of fully vaccinating at least 70% of the adult population by the end of the summer. That is given that percentage of those 18 and over have now received a first dose. The European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said the bloc had reached a milestone of 70% of adults having received the first dose. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is seeking to bolster ties with Vietnam, one of the Southeast Asian nations embroiled in a territorial rift with China. It's during a two-day visit and a speech in Singapore, his first stop in the region. He is visiting for the first time as a member of President Joe Biden's cabinet. Austin said that he was committed to pursuing a constructive, stable relationship with China, including stronger crisis communications with the People's Liberation Army. But he also said and repeated that Beijing's claim to virtually the entire South China Sea has no basis in international law and treads on the sovereignty of other countries. Vietnam and the Philippines are among China's fiercest opponents in the territorial disputes. South and North Korea have restored their once-severed hotlines as part of the efforts by the two countries' leaders to rebuild strained ties. That's according to Seoul's Blue House. South Korean President Moon Jae-in and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un have exchanged multiple letters since April and agreed to reconnect the hotlines. North Korea's official news agency KCNA also said inter-Korean communication channels resumed operation at 10 a.m. Tuesday morning. The U.S. government has suspended cooperation with Guatemala's Attorney General's office. This is in response to the firing of its top anti-corruption prosecutor, saying it has lost confidence in the Central American country's willingness to fight corruption. U.S. Deputy Spokeswoman Jelena Sporter told reporters in Washington that the decision by the Guatemala Attorney General Consuelo Porras to fire Juan Francisco Sandoval, the special prosecutor against impunity, fits a pattern of behavior that indicates a lack of commitment to the rule of law and independent judicial and prosecutorial processes. Simone Biles' bid for a record 6 gold medals at the Tokyo Games ended abruptly on Tuesday, and when she dropped out of the women's team final after one vault and watched as the United States surrendered their title to Russia. It was a stunning and disappointing start to the Olympics for the U.S. women, who had expected to dominate the final as they had not been beaten in a major team competition since 2011. The entire event was turned on its head in an instant when Biles, the world and Olympic all-around champion, completely mistimed her opening vault to earn a low score. Russia competing at the Tokyo Games as representative of the Russian Olympic Committee because the country was stripped of its flag and anthem for doping offenses. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.